News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The European Commission is expected to reverse the effective ban on the sale of engine combustion cars, which is due to take place in 2035, after pressure from automakers across the EU. And we're joined now by Ger Herbert, motoring expert. I suppose the actual vote today, Ger, what's happening with it? They're removing this ban entirely or just pushing it out?
It looks like it's going to be watered down, Sean. So now the date was originally picked. 2035 wasn't an arbitrary date. Obviously, the EU is set to reach net zero emissions by 2050. That's their target. And if you want to get to a zero carbon car fleet by 2050, cars have an average lifespan of about 15 years. Then realistically, you have to stop selling petrol and diesel cars by 2035. That's your cutoff point. Now it looks like that is going to be watered down and there'll be a 90% average fleet reduction. So therefore, this will give car makers the opportunity to continue to sell petrol, diesel and plug-in hybrids after 2035, though obviously in small numbers, but they'll still be on the road. Basically, that's the issue here.
So is there going to be a cap on the number they can sell, or how will it be kept to small numbers and we're not just going to see this pushed out and never actually done?
Well, I mean, what they're saying is that the fleet average was supposed to be 100%. That was the cutoff point. Now it'll go to 90, which means they will have to balance, obviously, petrol and diesel cars in their fleet with a lot of EVs. So we're not seeing the end of EVs by any means. We're just seeing the fact that combustion engines are going to continue after that date.
And what's this down? Is it a lack of the uptake of EVs? They're still quite expensive. Grants have been cut. A lot of people worry about the range anxiety. Is it just that the people haven't taken them up in sufficient numbers for the industry to think it's sustainable to do this yet?
Yeah, I think for the car industry, more than anything, this rapid shift to EVs. I mean, it's required enormous investment in new production facilities, technology, workforce retraining. And they argue that this timeline just doesn't give them enough time to adapt. EV sales have been strong, but they've been very volatile. They went down in 2024. They were back up in 2025. And they haven't been, I suppose, as the transition hasn't been as rapid as what might have been expected. Remember, car makers as well, there's a big anxiety about this reliance on China for critical battery components. So there's a lot of reason why car makers have intensely lobbied for this to be reversed.
You can understand why people, I suppose, are a bit confused about what to do about when they're making a decision to buy a new car now. Obviously, you go back to 2008, we were told to buy diesel, then diesel was the devil. Then it went back to the green agenda in the last few years, and it looks as though the EU is changing its mind again, perhaps influenced by what's happening in the US. So it is a bit of a confusing market out there for people as to what is the best thing to do that is going to secure you a car that will last you a while.
It is totally, and this will do nothing to make that any clearer. I mean, if anything, the short-term impact of this is going to create even more uncertainty. I also think it's going to be a big headache for the government. They have committed, obviously, to reducing transport emissions by 50%, or that's their target, by 2030. Much of the heavy lifting is being done by the sort of future sales of EVs. Mm. Any slowdown in EV adoption is going to undermine the ability to meet those climate targets. So this is going to create more uncertainty, and it will certainly slow down the rollout of EVs.
And I presume this target the government had of, what was it, 1 million EVs on the road by 2030? That's dead and buried and long gone.
Well, it was always a wildly ambitious target. But I mean, whatever chance, there was a chance of achieving possibly in the region of about 600,000. I think that's what the best estimate was. But it's hard to see anywhere near that now with this at the moment, because this is definitely over the next, the short term is going to be a lot of uncertainty.
OK, Geraldine Herbert, motoring expert, thanks so much for joining us this morning on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.